Hello, my friends. This is Alex Martinez. Hope you guys are doing well. Just wanted to talk about real quickly about a topic that a lot of people struggle with, and I also struggle myself. And if you don't get through this, guys, you're gonna have trouble trying to be successful in whatever business you're trying to build. And my topic today is your closest people. I hope you heard that correctly. Your closest people. And what I mean by that? What I mean by that is that when you're trying to build a successful business, sometimes your own family will basically hold you down or talk crap or say you're not going to make it. And sometimes it could be your own spouse. It could be probably your kids. It could probably be your sister, your brother, your cousins, your aunts, your uncles, your grandparents. And sometimes they don't mean to do this to you or to say this to you because they love you, of course. But in some cases, they hate on you. They hate on you because they are so comfortable with life that they just basically want you to be comfortable with them. And if you're like me, you don't want to be comfortable. You want to be a superstar, be somebody bigger, somebody that people could come up to you and you could guide them in life, you know. And closest people to you also are your coworkers, you know. Your coworkers, sometimes you tell them a dream that you have, and they look at you like you got 8 eyeballs or 10 arms. They think that you're not going to make it. You're crazy. You got a good job with good benefits and all that. And you know what? That's their dream. They the ones that want to be in that, you know, that whatever, that circle, that box that they don't want to think ahead, you know. And you're going to have to fight. And sometimes it's even your friends. I got friends in my life that, you know, behind my back, you know, talk crap about me because I'm trying to get out the box or get out the rat race, you know. And unfortunately, you're going to have to kill all those people with a smile. You know, don't go at them with anger and that you want to fight them, because I've been through that when I was younger. You know, I'm in my 40s now and I had to grow out of that, you know. And you just got to show people, you know, kill them with a smile. And also, it's funny, I'm just thinking of things from the past, and just kill them with action. You know, go out there and you know, I like to talk about my stuff, you know, because I don't care what people think anymore, because like I said, I'm older and mature now. But if you're the type of person that you feel that telling your circle friends, your co-workers, your family members, that if you tell them, they're gonna make fun of you, don't do it. Just pull it with action, you know. Go out there and kick ass in your business, and you know, show them that you and your wife, you and your kids are going and better vacations, or if you like material stuff and you want to buy a better car or buy a nicer house or you know, nicer clothing, you know, go out there and prove it that way. If you're that type of person that likes to, you know, kind of like show success to people that's happening to you, you know. And don't let those people see what happens is, see, people are not satisfied, you know. In life, what happens is if you falling apart, people talk crap. Look at that guy. Look at Alex. You know, he's falling apart. Look at the car he drives. Look at the clothing. Look at, he's always broke, blah, blah, blah. And then when you make it, look at Alex, you know, all he does is travel with his wife, his kids, or family members, or all he does is wear a nice car, you know, nice clothing, drive nice cars, you know, he dressed with, you know, a 3-piece suit all the time. So what I'm saying is, it doesn't matter what crap people talk about you, because at the end of the day, it doesn't matter. You know, are you successful or not successful, people are still gonna talk a lot of crap. And I advise you to, like, you know, read the books that I talked about in the past. Also, write your goals down every day, and do whatever scares you. You know, whatever scares you. If you gotta make phone calls and you never done it, you gotta do a podcast like this. If you gotta you know, do a video and just think about this for a second. Everything that's been accomplished in this world, everything people have done to be successful, they had to go through that path of the naysayers, of fear, of nervousness, or scared to do something, right? And if it took them to make 100 phone calls at the beginning, they was sweating and crying and bleeding internally, if you want to say that, right? But then after they did the first call, second call, third call, fourth call, fifth, and they just got so immune to whatever was happening on the other side of the line that, you know, they became successful. And the person that done like their first YouTube video, right? They went out and yeah, they probably comments, bad comments, you know, people talking crap about them. They're not doing good on YouTube or whatever the case might be, but they just kept going and going. And then some people that are very successful on YouTube and podcasts like this, there's people that are crushing it. But at the beginning, if you go way back and listen to their first podcast, their first probably 50 podcasts, they were stumbling all over the place, you know. But the thing is, you know what happened? They just kept going. They just kept going and kept going and kept going and kept going, kept getting up, kept getting up. You know, I don't know if I talked about this in the past, but when I've been running for years, probably got to be, I don't know, since like 2004 or something like that, 2020, 16 years. And at the beginning, at the beginning was tough, especially getting beat by older people than me. Sometimes, a lot of times by women, you know, they were athletes and stuff like that. But guess what I did? I ran and ran and ran, ran in the snow, ran in the rain, ran in the cold, ran in the heat. I just kept practicing and practicing, and I got better and got better and got better and got better and got better. Same thing with that. People thought I was crazy running at 13 degrees out there, 12 degrees out there, running at 100 degrees out there. You know, people thought that was crazy, you know, but guess what? I stopped listening to people. You know, does it bother some? Yeah, it bothers some, you know, but at the end of the day is I have to keep pushing. I have to keep pushing, guys, and you got to do the same thing. So just to end this real quickly, keep pushing to whatever goal you're trying to do. And stop listening to the closest people to you. And just kill them with a smile. Just smile. And just if they tell you, hey, you hit $1 million yet? Or you hit whatever goal you're talking about. And you just say to them, I'm closer. Are you? You know, and just keep pushing and pushing and pushing and pushing, you know. I hope this helped. And if you have to listen to it over and over and over and over so it can make sense. And because remember, sometimes you got to listen to stuff so many times. See, I'm not the type of person that says to you, listen to these 3 times and it might help you out. You know, maybe you have to listen to this 1,000 times, 2,000 times. But who cares? You know, this is for you. You know, this is for you to get better, you know. So anyways, I hope this helps out. Please share it. Wait for my next podcast. Take care. God bless.